You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The elderly population, and that's anyone over 65 of age, and this is of the United States I'm talking about, we're expected to increase by 20 to 50% by the year 2030. Man, that's a lot of us hanging about. Now, the biggest concern we all have as we age is the loss of quality of life. Now, my 88-year young mother often says that everything just doesn't work as well anymore. Her energy level is lower. Her bodily functions are not as good, and especially her mind. Let me say this. She's a super strong woman. And although she complains that she can't remember things from time to time, with, you know, all the supplements I give her for her brain, we are surely reducing the likelihood of Alzheimer's in the future. Now, that disease is truly her worst fear. Now, today we have Dr. John Lewis, a researcher specializing in cognitive function, inflammation, quality of life, and mental health. He has co-authored more than 170 peer-reviewed scientific articles, has mentored many undergraduate, graduate, and medical students in exercise, nutrition, and health promotion, and has been an invited speaker at multiple international and national conferences all around the world. So honored to have you here on Wellness for Life Radio, Dr. Lewis. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Suzanne. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. Awesome. I hope I can call you John. You know, I'd like to ask you to first tell us, thank you. What are some of the early signs of cognitive decline? Because this is what everyone is so concerned about. I even see in my practice cognitive decline at a much earlier age than in the 60s. I'm talking about 30s and 40s. And I think it has a lot to do with the stress level in our lives.
Stress is certainly a big factor, but I would even go one step beyond that and say that nutrition is the biggest factor. Nutrition is the biggest issue when it comes to preventable, well, depending on how you look at it, either preventing disease or being more at risk for disease. Nutrition is clearly the number one factor. People are just not eating well. They're not eating enough good foods. They're not supplementing with some key nutrients that we could talk about later. And really, people are overfed and undernourished. That's the bottom line today. It's a huge epidemic, and it's causing us so many problems, not in Alzheimer's, but basically in every chronic disease.
Such a good point. It's not, but you know, I find that it's not just in the quality of food. Our farming in America, we're having trouble with the chemicals, the farming, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides. Even the quality of our water is toxic. So, of course, that makes sense. Our food is just not nutritive anymore.
Exactly. You said it. It's our soil. It's our water, our air. Everything is so polluted now. Even if it's organic, it's still being exposed to things floating around in the environment that there's literally hardly any way to prevent that type of contamination. I mean, unless you've got, you know, a really sophisticated growing system, which obviously most of the world does not have access to. So for those of us who don't have that, that's why it's even so important to eat organic, to try to buy locally raised fruits and vegetables, to try to supplement with nutrients that are typically now, if not completely missing, certainly pretty rare in the diet.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, gosh, with our obesity rate in America at 33%, we're number one from all around the world, which is amazing. We are really a very rich country, lots of money. We can buy whatever we want, but we are not getting the value of what's real, of our what our food should be like. So in my practice, I treat a lot of patients, and one of the most key ingredients that we use, not just changing their diet into organic and sustainable foods, clean diet, of course, regarding with animal, if you're going to eat animal meat, it's got to be free range, grass fed, grass finished, and of course, cage free, blah, blah, all of the same things. But what I have to incorporate with all of my patients, including our children, are supplements, nutrients, even just basic vitamins and minerals and nutrients for the brain so that they can sustain a healthy life day to day.
No question about it. Well, you touched on something that's also very personal to me as well, and that's the issue of eating animals for sustenance, or for many people, they think it's essential, and it's not. I've been eating a plant-based diet for now 22 years, and I would argue I'm as healthy as anybody I know. I do supplement with the things that our company markets, but it's based on a lot of the research that I conducted over my career as an academic. But I mean, you said it. Certainly, if you're going to eat animal food, you should try to eat organically raised, free range, non drug supplemented animals. But even still, you're still going to cook the food. You're going to get a lot of things from animals that are not necessarily healthy and certainly debatable in terms of the overall approach to health and wellness.
Right, right. I, at least from my life, I'm more plant-based myself. I do have some animal protein when, of course, I actually order my protein, and I'm talking about my beef, particularly from Alder Springs. And it's one of those where it's only a small farm, and they end up practicing, you know, proper skills, of course, where it's not over. It's all free range. They're always out in the field. And whenever there's not any more, you know, cattle, then you're not going to get any. So I really appreciate them. But I don't eat that very often. But majority of the time, I'm plant-based. And I would say that what I end up doing is I take in amino acids, my super 8 aminos, which is a natural, this is a vegan-based amino acids. And they're all the essential amino acids, what we all need. So if I take that, then I don't lose my muscle mass. My brain is really clear. My organs are functioning optimally. I'm able to have stronger immunity. I mean, the nutrients are important because that's really the basics of life. It's what provides you so that all your cells function optimally, including your mitochondria.
No question about it. Well, I think that the, you know, the company you mentioned that sells the beef, you know, it's unfortunate, but that kind of system will never be sustainable for a planet of 7+ billion people. If the rest of the world ate beef like the way Americans do, the planet couldn't even sustain it. So I think over time we have to, you know, help educate people and understand that they don't need copious amounts of protein to live properly. I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous. We could probably go to any hospital of your choosing, and I'm pretty certain you won't find any American in there due to protein deficiency. In fact, people are just literally gorging themselves on protein. So I don't think we have a protein deficiency in this country. I hear what you're saying about getting enough protein. Of course, we need it. We need the essential amino acids. But I think, quite frankly, the situation is that people are eating way too much protein. And that's part of the reason we have so much chronic disease in this country.
And that's such a good point. Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree there, because often the inflammatory problems that we've got with all the conditions, the heart disease, especially heart disease, obviously, I guess that's the number one killer here in the U.S., cancers, autoimmune conditions, diabetes, all of this is linked to food, right? And particularly linked to how
it
affects our microbiome. So I'd like to talk a bit about some of the molecules that you talk. Well, I know some of them, but I want more information from you because you're the expert here when it comes to food for the cognitive function, nutrients. Now, I've used beta-glucan. I know about ambritose. I'd like to know, I'd like you to explain what polysaccharides are. And then tell us a little bit more about how we can use that to improve our cognitive function.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So you touched on the key word, that is polysaccharide. And I like to use that word when I lecture because it's a very specific biochemical term, as you know, although for the layperson, it's a sugar. But yet, if you tell the average American that he or she needs to be consuming more polysaccharides, i.e. sugar, they probably say to you, "Oh, well, why are you trying to tell me that? You know, you think sugar is really that good for me?" So it's a word that needs to have proper context. If you just say all sugars are bad for you, that's completely nonsense. That's completely bunk, because these polysaccharides are so beneficial for us. We know through the study of glycomics, I'm not a glycobiologist. I'm actually a physiologist by training, but there have been people studying the field of glycomics for the last 40 or so years at least. And it's pretty apparent how necessary these polysaccharides are to literally every single cell's function in the body. Of course, the body has the intelligence to take something like sucrose or glucose or galactose, one of these other more common sugars, and convert it into a sugar that is much more biochemically effective. So the body does have that level of intelligence, But because some of these other saccharides, for example, like mannose that comes from aloe vera, you know, you typically don't get that too much in the diet. You think, and in fact, if you mention something, if you mention aloe vera to somebody, normally they think of that as being useful for a cut or a burn or a wound that you would topically apply aloe vera. But it's amazing how many studies have shown that actually consuming the polysaccharides from aloe vera just do amazing things for the body. And so we ran a study with people that had moderate to severe Alzheimer's disease, and we used a formula, very heavy polysaccharide-based formula, and we showed after 12 months in the study that people actually had statistically and clinically significant improvements in cognitive functioning. They showed improvements in their inflammatory profile. We looked at a battery of cytokines and growth factors. We showed that TNF-alpha and VEGF, two of those primary markers, actually went down, which is a very good thing. And then we showed a proliferation of about 300% of CD14 cells, which is a marker of adult stem cell functioning. So we showed something very impressive in the sense that we demonstrated a relationship between what was happening clinically on the cognitive functioning side and then what was happening physiologically in terms of the biomarkers. And, you know, the results were basically mind-boggling to us. I mean, we had caregivers that would call me in tears telling me their loved ones or loved one was doing things that he or she had not done for years. So what we basically showed, to summarize that, is that the polysaccharide complex formula that we used in the study was just incredibly beneficial for cognitive functioning, inflammation, and even a marker of adult stem cells.
Can you tell us the combination? It's a complex, so there's different molecules of different forms of polysaccharides. Which polysaccharides were in the formula that you used?
Very good question. So there were several different ingredients in this formula. Again, the main one being aloe vera, that is very heavy in a particular polysaccharide called mannose. And then we also had in there stabilized rice bran, sunflower lecithin, Dioscorea, which is a Mexican yam. And there were four or five other ingredients, for example, citric acid, ultra terra clay, which is actually a chelating agent. So at the same time, when we were providing the body with all these amazing different nutrients and phytonutrients and molecules and other cofactors, we were also providing them with this very chelating element that was able to pull out different types of heavy metals. And I'm sure you're aware that in addition to all these other factors we've already even mentioned in this interview, certainly toxicity, chemical exposure, heavy metal exposure, contamination, these are also driving factors in this whole spectrum of why people are getting so sick today and why we're just so overridden with chronic diseases. I would argue that it's probably not anywhere near as strong as the factor nutrition. However, it's certainly a player in that role. So these were, tart cherry was another ingredient we put in there, N-acetylcysteine, and I believe another one was IP6. He kind of put me on the spot there asking for all the ingredients. But yeah, so it was really kind of a, you could call it a shotgun approach instead of a sniper's approach. Like, you know, we have this notion in clinical science so often where we want to try to find that one magic bullet, right? Well, like we want to try this one thing, this one ingredient, this one chemical, whatever it is. And then we want to know, okay, is that the magic ingredient? Is that the real driver of some effect? And usually in pharmaceutical science, of course, it's a symptom related to a disease. But in nutrition, you know, that's not the real world. Nutrition doesn't work that way. The body can't say, okay, right now I need some vitamin C. In 5 minutes, I'm going to need some calcium. In 12 minutes, I'm going to need some vitamin D. The body, you well know, the body doesn't work that way. So we don't look at nutrition as trying to identify one magic bullet or, you know, one thing that gives, you know, we have this instant gratification society we live in today. So everybody's looking for that magic pill or that magic bullet. And I'm talking me and my colleagues, we didn't look at it that way, and we still don't. We believe, our view is that the body needs multiple nutrients all the time, and the better you give the body what it needs, the better it will function properly all the way down to that individual cell. So that's our, as I mentioned, our shotgun approach, as opposed to the sniper, where the sniper is going after just one particular thing. And quite frankly, physiology, biology, they don't work that way.
I'm a big believer in synergistic, that's what you're saying to me, at least. What I'm hearing is that you need the synergy of nutrients because our body works in, I mean, the amount of biological reactions that go through our body is just ridiculous. It's so crazy, our biochemistry. And it's constant. So you do need support in many different nutrients together, just as you would if you get it in food. You know, when we eat food, there's a lot of nutrients that come together. I mean, as you digest it, as your microbiome processes it and helps you extract the nutrients, we are absorbing it all at once during our mealtime. So that totally makes sense why your product is of a mixture of different ingredients. Now, mannose, you know, in my practice, I use a great deal of mannose for bladder issues, bladder inflammation, and I'm talking about UTIs. And it really helps prevent infections, UTI bladder infections, but also if you do have it, it reduces the inflammatory and prevents the bacteria from holding on and creating an infection. So I think that polysaccharides can be used in so many different ways. Of course, when it comes to cognitive function, inflammation is the number one factor that we've got to mitigate. Isn't that right? So your formulation here has to do with inflammation.
Absolutely. Very well said. I think the other thing your listeners might be pleased to know about what we do is that we're using all natural ingredients in our product. We're not synthesizing anything in a lab. These are foods that have been basically freeze-dried into a powder, so all the water is extracted out and you're left with the polysaccharides, vitamins, minerals, all the other phytonutrients. So you're really getting the best of the best in terms of concentrating all of those components down into a powder that gives it an opportunity to be easily taken, whether it's somebody who's, you know, resistant to eating their fruits and vegetables or other good things. Then, so again, going into this line of thinking, so many people today have this notion of, well, just give me a pill or just give me something and I can do less work in the kitchen. I don't have to go grocery shopping or whatever. Now, I'm not suggesting this product replaces a balanced diet. I certainly would never say that. If you're not eating well, I don't care how many amazing supplements you're taking and how much money you're spending on your supplements. If you're not eating well, you're still not going to be well. So that goes without saying, but yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, this product is again, looking at nutrition synergistically. I like that word you used. It's also fundamental, right? I mean, nutrition, other than oxygen and water, there is nothing more basic to our health and well-being than our nutrition. So if we're applying the nutrients, or we're giving the nutrients to our body, to our system, then its own innate intelligence is going to know what to do with it. And so you mentioned the word inflammation. Again, that's it's all over the medical literature today. It doesn't matter what branch of it you're into. And certainly we know that neuroinflammation is a major driver of Alzheimer's and related neurodegenerative disorders. So with our product, yes, you're right. We can drive that relationship down. We can drive that inflammation down. As I mentioned in our study, we showed that TNF-alpha went down in our study, which is huge. I mean, there's a huge market for people out there with basically anything that ends in itis, and usually TNF-alpha is one of the drivers of that. Now, we do need a certain amount of TNF-alpha. We can't function without it. We do need a physiological limit of it or amount of it, but once it goes out of control, that's when this long-term chronic systemic inflammation causes a set of problems.
Can I ask you a question regarding the beta-glucan? You know, because I use that as well in my practice, beta-glucan, and it doesn't come from the aloe vera plant. Can you just give us a little bit more about that, and if that's something that you also recommend?
I do. There is probably a little bit of beta-glucan in the particular formula that we used. I mean, I haven't really focused on that as much, but certainly there are lots of studies out there showing its benefit. In most of the studies I've read, it seems to be most beneficial for people who have dyslipidemia. So it seems to be very corrective for anybody that has too much total cholesterol or too low of HDL cholesterol or too high of LDL cholesterol. So it seems to be very beneficial for helping people with that dyslipidemia problem. So again, I haven't specifically looked at that in particular in terms of our formula or trying to winnow down its specific benefit, but definitely it has lots of good science behind it in terms of what's been published by other investigators around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I've used it for different, particularly for cancer cases, inflammation, you know, patients who've got cancer. It's apparently,
got it.
That's what, one of the reasons why. There's also, I think, the alpha-glucan. There's beta, but there's also other types of polysaccharides. Alpha is linked to hippocampus, you know, enhancing the hippocampus, which is, has to do with memory and cognitive function.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just going to tell you, you mentioned cancer. We have studied in our lab another particular polysaccharide that's hydrolyzed rice bran. Now, this is rice bran that has been hydrolyzed with the shiitake mushrooms enzymes. And let me tell you, this stuff does amazing things for the immune system. We didn't study that in cancer at the University of Miami. We looked at, the first study was in healthy adults, whatever you want to call healthy is, that's probably debatable today. The second study was in adults with HIV. And then the third study was with adults with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And across the board, we showed really amazing immunomodulatory activity with this particular compound. And then other investigators, there have been several in Europe and in Japan, where the company's headquarters is, that have looked at different models in mice and rats, and in a few different human studies as well in different types of cancers. And it does just amazing things. In fact, the way I got introduced to the product about 10 years ago was by a cancer patient here at the University of Miami who had gone through all sorts of treatment, basically the entire range of conventional treatment, was still given about 6 months to live. And then this lady happened to find this product in a magazine article, started taking it, and then lived another 8.5 years. So at the point when she met me, or when she actually introduced herself to me and said, hey, I think you need to study this product, you could imagine this lady was like shouting on the mountaintop that this product had saved her life. So just an amazing immunomodulator. It's proven itself out in the three studies that I've conducted with it.
Wow. Now, the website that you have is nourish.me, and nourish.me, and it's nurish.me. Now, you don't, you know what, I'm really interested in that cognitive nourish powder that you mentioned about the brain and immune health. Which one are you talking about regarding the cancer?
So the hydrolyzed rice bran is in one of our Core Cumin Pro products. It is also going to be in our CogniNourish Pro that will be coming out hopefully within the next couple of months. It's not in the CogniNourish base. It's going to be in a Pro line, which would be probably not only of interest to you and other listeners out there who are also healthcare professionals, but again, even a patient or somebody who has any kind of cancer or any immunocompromised condition, this hydrolyzed rice bran is just amazing stuff. So in the Pro line, we've added a few more things to the CogniNourish. As I mentioned, the hydrolyzed rice bran, we're also putting in there ginkgo biloba and a couple of other things that are obviously neuroprotective and have been shown in other studies to benefit cognitive functioning and inflammation as well. But yes, I mean, I'd be happy to, you and I could do another show just on the hydrolyzed rice bran. It really is fascinating and amazing. It's had, I think at this point, including our own 4 papers, and by the way, I have a 5th paper that's getting ready to be submitted for publication, but worldwide, I want to say there have been about 50 articles published on this particular product, and I would say probably 80% of them at least are in cancer.
Wow. You know, hydrolyzed rice bran is not well known. I mean, I've heard about it, of course, but you know what? It's not a product that's out there readily available to the consumers. So your product, Core Cumin, which you've got, it's a liquid formula. And yes, I definitely want to have you more, Dr. Lewis, on this hydrolyzed rice bran, because it's, again, something that's not readily available, and not many people in the medical profession and in the natural world medicine has it ever been spoken about. So yeah, we're going to definitely talk about that for sure. Wow.
Beautiful.
Nourish.com, .me, nourish.me, everyone. nurish.me. That's the website that you want to check out. There's so many more questions that I wanted to ask, but you know what? We're all out of time. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being on our
show. Well, have me back
anytime. Oh, you bet.
Have me back anytime.
You Thank you, Dr. Lewis. That was such great information. So many interesting things, you know, for cognitive function to make you and your family, not just yourself, but for your mother, father, grandparents, aunts and uncles. You know, I know you've learned a great deal of valuable information here. So do share this show with them. It can definitely change their life. Now, if this is your first time listening in, make sure to subscribe so I can continue to serve you with the most current natural health information available today. Also connect me with me on Instagram at Dr. Suzanne. I post regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through nutrition and self-care, lifestyle, and kimchi. And what's great is that you get to engage with me directly. And yes, I do respond to all of the comments personally. If you need help in digging deeper with your health issues, I work with people all around the world. So let's do it through phone and Skype consultations. You can get my contact info on my drsuzanne.com website. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.